What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, March 13th, 2018, almost halfway through the month here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get into it right now. A lot of stuff going on today. Very busy news day. Trump is out in California. He's at Miramar checking out the prototypes for the border wall. And apparently they've already narrowed it down to just a few designs and then make a final selection for that. And I imagine Trump is heading back to Washington, D.C. A lot of stuff going on in the White House. Rex Tillerson has been fired as Secretary of State. And current head of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, is the new Secretary of State. So major shakeup here. Unfortunately, I don't see Mike Pompeo as indicating any reversal of the war policy. Apparently, Trump's personal assistant, John McCanty, has been fired over an unspecified security issue, but don't need to worry about him. He's already joined Trump's 2020 campaign as a senior advisor. Now, back over at the CIA, a little bit of conflicting stories here. There was initially a story that Senator Tom Cotton was going to be given top job at the Central Intelligence Agency, but apparently that has now gone to the CIA's first female director, Gina Haspel. And Haspel, again, doesn't really signal a return to peaceful times. She's actually wanted by the German government for war crimes. She was apparently involved, one of the architects of the Bush-Cheney kidnapping and torture regime that murdered thousands of innocent terrorist suspects in order to bolster the Bush regime claims of a non-existent nuclear threat against America. So Haspel joined the CIA at a time when the agency was under full White House control. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing a reversal. We're seeing what appears to be the beginning of a CIA attempt to basically move in on the U.S. government. More about that a little bit later. Now, as you know, the House Intelligence Committee came on out with a report that said there is no evidence of collusion. They were looking at it for 14 months. Of course, the snowflakes are having to knead their Play-Doh and play with a little bubble wrap. The Democrats are screaming, we haven't looked hard enough. We got to keep going. But basically, this whole collusion issue is pretty much over, and the final nail in the coffin goes back to a guy named Felix Sater, who was a Russian-born businessman that was supposed to be the link between Trump and the Russians. And Felix Sater, in a BuzzFeed article, basically came on out and blew his own cover, said he's been a U.S. spy for the last 20 years working for both the FBI and the CIA. And BuzzFeed basically was able to corroborate it with official government documents. So this was supposed to be the guy that was going to bring down Donald Trump, and he turns out to be a U.S. spook. Now, getting on over to James Clapper, I can imagine that he's rather happy because the 5-year statute of limitations on his perjury has now expired. And it does seem that people in high positions of government, they just sort of wait it out and the problems will all go away. But Clapper appeared before the Senate to discuss surveillance programs in the midst of a controversy over warrantless surveillance of the American public. And he was asked directly, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? And Clapper responded, no, sir, not wittingly. And that was a lie, and Clapper knew it when he said it, but he's off the hook for that. Now, Clapper apparently was informing Obama of the Steele dossier's most salacious details, the golden shower allegations. So he was leaking that information as well. And it turns out, according to a story out of the conservative treehouse, Clapper was leaking intelligence reports to CNN during the transition period for Donald Trump. So they were just really after him. Now, Steele himself has gone public saying that he's not sure he really believes the part of the dossier about the Russian prostitutes. Well, if he wasn't sure about it, why did he put it in there? Well, because he was paid to. Now, Trey Gowdy has come on out in an interview on Fox News and basically says that a special counsel is necessary to investigate the misdeeds of at the FBI because of the Department of Justice conflict of interest. First of all, spying on Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign and then made illegal leaks of classified information once he took office. And Trey Gowdy is saying a special counsel is the only entity that can investigate this effectively. And we're going to hear screaming and crying about that. Another story, this one out of 12160. Apparently, Obama used Fusion GPS to try and dig up dirt on Romney during the 2012 campaign, according to a new book that has just come on out. So a lot of this stuff is really starting to come on out. And we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. There is an interesting series of articles over at WSWS.org, and it's talking about the huge number of intelligence and military operatives from the CIA, Pentagon, National Security Council, who are now running as nominees for Democratic candidates for Congress. Apparently, 25% of this November's Democratic candidates are intelligence operatives. So we're seeing the deep state try and take direct control. It's effectively a coup. There are a lot of countries where people who are in the intelligence services are banned from holding public office because of how dangerous they potentially could be. Hillary is on a tour through India and once again took the opportunity to have a speech basically saying that she lost the election because voters don't like black people and white men told their wives not to vote for her and the wives listened. This brings the list of reasons Hillary lost that election to 42. She has just blamed everybody and everything. She cannot accept that we just didn't like her and that we know about the criminal activity of the Clinton clan, as it were. But I got to tell you, I am very, very concerned about how she's working to stay in the public eye, because to me, that signals she's going to try for the White House again in 2020. Although apparently her health is still questionable. When she was in India, she apparently slipped going down a flight of stairs twice, despite being held on both sides by supporters. Now, author Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer and whistleblower, is saying the reason for all the crime and treason at the FBI and Department of Justice can be boiled down to one thing, a global financial crime spree. And he says Hillary Clinton was running and is running a global financial criminal syndicate. And Shipp believes Barack Obama was in on it. And we're going to have Kevin on the show sometime next month. We haven't set a firm date, but we're already in communication about that. Now, one of the promises that Donald Trump made during the campaign is that he would not allow his hotels to profit from foreign governments who chose to stay there. And Thomas Phippen over at the Western Journal reports the Trump Organization made a voluntary payment of $151,470 to the Department of the Treasury, which represents the money that the Trump hotels received hosting foreign governments. So at least he's keeping that promise. I still want to see Hillary in jail. Now, Julian Assange has come out with the latest tweet saying that CIA spies are just pouring into the corporate media. And we know they've always been there to an extent. It goes all the way back to what was called Operation Mockingbird, which started at the end of World War II when the brand new CIA looked at how Nazi Germany controlled their media and said, we need something like that here. And all they had to do was make sure CIA assets were in the top management positions at all the corporate media. But now they're sort of working their way down the ladder. They're getting into talking head positions. They're getting into the writing room. Julian Assange is saying, yeah, this is basically corporate media is turning into one giant spook shop. Okay, let's talk about what's going on over in Syria. Yesterday, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, actually threatened that the U.S. will strike Syrian government forces if they don't stop fighting the terrorists in eastern Ghouta. She actually went out and said that. Now, the U.S.-backed terrorists in Eastern Ghouta are losing, and they're losing badly. Some of them have already surrendered their weapons under a Russian brokered deal. And Haley is saying, if the U.N. won't work to stop this, we'll do it unilaterally. So she's actually out there threatening the U.S. is going to attack the Syrian army if they don't stop hunting the terrorists. Now, Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, reacted by saying that Syria has the legal right to fight terrorism on its soil. Now, Nikki Haley submitted a document to the Security Council to sort of replace the current one, because she said this one has no counterterrorism loopholes for Assad, Iran, and Russians to hide behind. The resolution was not even put to a vote. Now, complicating the situation over there, there is a top Russian head of Russia's general staff, Valery Gerasimov, is basically saying Russia's military will respond if the U.S. attacks the Syrian government forces. So we might be looking at the spark that ignites a regional, possibly global war. Meanwhile, Russia has agreed to speed up the delivery of Turkey's new air defense system, the S-400 system. Turkey is saying, we need it now. And Russia says, we understand, we're going to put a rush job on it and get it on down there. Turkey, I think, probably realizes how very close to actual conflict that whole region is. Now, getting back on over to Great Britain, Theresa May has already decided that Russia is behind the attempted poisoning of this Russian double agent. And by the way, there's been another death of an anti-Putin Russian, apparently strangled to death. So it looks like somebody's really trying to pit Great Britain and Russia against each other. But Theresa May is saying she's considering a cyber attack against Russia in retaliation for the nerve agent strike. And obviously, Russia is very concerned about that. Russia, of course, officially denies any involvement. And frankly, the manner in which the poisoning was carried out doesn't look Russian to me. It was too sloppy. Now, Russia has rejected British ultimatum, and they want chemical samples. They're saying if the British are not going to bother examining the material that was used to poison this spy, they want a chance to do it themselves. And apparently the Russians have summoned the British ambassador to the Russian Foreign Ministry. So this thing is heating up. Russia is also vowing to retaliate for any further sanctions. So we're being pushed toward a world war. We're being pushed toward a world war. This is as serious as it gets. Now, Trump, on the other hand, is taking a somewhat softer approach. When he's talking about this ex-spy poisoning, he used the phrase Russia or whoever it may be. So Trump apparently isn't caught up in the rush to judgment, because right now everybody's blaming Russia for everything. I lost socks in the dryer. Must be Russia. Putin stole my Honda. I mean, it's just gotten completely out of control. You can go do anything right now and just leave the message, Russia did it. And they'll say, oh, yes, it was Russia. Apparently, Russia today could be forced off the airwaves in Great Britain. Apparently, the broadcasting regulator Ofcom, which has the power to close a TV channel if it decides it's not a fit and proper holder of a license in the UK, said they wrote to Russia Today warning that a Russian act against the UK would trigger a fast-tracked investigation to revoke their license. So the wall of censorship is coming down. Truth is always the first casualty of war. Ron Paul is out there saying that the U.S. is probably going to be in Iraq until the U.S. goes bankrupt, which may not be that far off. Meanwhile, down in the Gaza Strip, they're bracing for a new Israeli offensive. And apparently the indications are, I mean, it's regular as clockwork. Every couple of years, Israel has somebody fire a bottle rocket across the fence, and they go in and they pound Gaza. Looks like it's going to happen again. And again, Netanyahu needs blood and violence to distract everybody from his ongoing problems with the corruption charge. But he's got other problems as well. Apparently, because of the arrests for corruption, there's chaos in the Knesset. One party in the ranks has announced their intention to vote against a compromise bill regarding exempting Orthodox Jewish men from military service. This is a big issue over in Israel. There have been riots in the street and violence as Orthodox Jews are saying we would rather die than serve in the IDF. And so they're trying to run this law through the Knesset, exempting Orthodox Jewish men from military service, which, of course, is going to upset all the non-Orthodox Jewish men who are still required to serve. But apparently this is such a contentious issue, it could shatter Netanyahu's coalition government. And that would trigger early elections. Now, over in Korea, a lot of people are viewing the pending discussions between Trump and Kim Jong-un as a positive sign. I assume they're going to be meeting at the Peace House, which is the one place along the DMZ where North and South Korea actually touch without having to walk over a minefield. One of our local politicians is trying to get Trump and Kim Jong-un to meet here in Hawaii. That would be rather interesting and worth getting the camera out of the camera bag to cover. But along the way, people are hoping that maybe North Korea, as a sign of good faith or goodwill, would release three Americans who are being detained in North Korea. Now, two of them, Tony Kim and Kim Hak-song, were instructors at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology prior to their arrest and conviction. They're accused of anti-state activities and trying to overthrow the government. They may be spies. We don't really know. Now, the university, which has not been linked to their arrests, is the only privately funded college in the North, founded in 2010 on donations from Christian groups. Now, the third and longest-serving prisoner, Kim Dong-chul, is a former Virginia resident who reportedly claims to have been the president of a trade and hotel services company in Raesan, a special economic zone in the North Korean border with Russia. And he was sentenced to 10 years in prison after being convicted of espionage. So we may get them back. We're still talking, we're still concerned, very concerned about heading into war with poor quality weapons. And they've had another U.S. missile interceptor test right here in Hawaii, over on the next island, over Kauai, for the Pacific Missile Test Range, and it missed. It missed its target. They're not doing very well with that. Now, over at the Department of Defense, Pentagon Undersecretary for Research and Engineering Michael Griffin is basically saying that the slow process of U.S. military development and acquisition, which can run 16 years from statement of need to operational capability, which may explain why so many of our weapons are obsolete when they come off the manufacturing line, is basically saying it plays to the advantage of China. China just goes ahead and builds weapons, so does Russia, and this long, complicated, costly process of military acquisition actually impedes our ability to field new weapons. Now, I don't want to see a world war here, but this guy is onto something. He's basically talking along the same lines that Harry Truman did prior to World War II, trying to rein in the process, cut the feather bedding, cut the costs. All wars are ultimately about money, and the first country that runs out of money loses. And the United States does not have much cash. A lot of debt, but not much cash. One of the many reasons I think the United States is going to lose this next war. And that's a serious, serious problem. So when we come on back from this next commercial break, we're going to be talking about the latest economic news from around the world. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, I need to basically do a beg here. I'd get down on my knees, but it would take a chain hoist for me to get back up again. Republic Broadcasting is running right on the edge. We are literally at war with the corporate media and the deep state, and they've got all the toys, and we need your help. And if you can help, the address to send a check or money order to is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to become a recurring subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. We really need your help right now, folks, and I thank you, and the network thanks you. Let's go to the phones here now. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I was watching on YouTube, I guess this was a couple days ago. I watched it today, though. Al Jazeera, which is obviously from Qatar, they're basically the CNN of Qatar. But there was a gentleman named Bill Browder on. They were talking about, like, the poisoning and stuff. And this guy, what a piece of garbage, Mike. He was, like, the CEO and co-founder of Hermitage Capital Management. He was a former investor in Russia. He actually, remember when Russia was going through their you know, their process of, like, you know, collapsing after the Soviet Union, and these vulture capitalists went in there and sucked the
yes.
wealth. You know, this guy was one of them. You know, he probably got away with $1 billion. And then, you know, he's the enemy of the state. He's you know, who's wanted, you know. But this guy's in the UK, but he's an American. But the lies, Mike, I mean, it's just blame Russia for everything. You know, this guy just hates Russia, but he didn't hate it when he was looting the country. You know, this is the kind of garbage these people are, Mike. I mean, people don't realize these people are just garbage. You know, they're just, I never see anything like it. You know, I, as a human being, it blows my mind how all these people are capable of lying to your fellow human beings, but this kind of garbagey people, I mean, and it's sad, Mike, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, they are, you know, and basically it's part of the sociopathy. They don't want to feel that they've harmed anybody that they care about. And so when you have either a financial or a political predator, or even military, you dehumanize your victims so you don't care about them anymore. That's why there's always these, a slang term for the enemy to dehumanize them. During World War II, it was krauts and slants. During Iraq, it was Hajis.
Remember gooks?
Yeah, the gooks. And Charlie. And if you're going to prey on somebody, you have to dehumanize them so you don't feel any sympathy or regret over what you're doing. And that's what this guy is doing. And he made a lot of money off the Russians. And, well, you know, I deserve to take it away from them because they're such scumballs. That's the rationale that seems to be going on.
But it's so widespread. Like with Hillary Clinton, we came, he saw, we died. And like the reporter laughed. This is a kind of mentality. Like, it's just,
yes.
It's amazing. It's like, it's you know, Mike, it's scary. It's really scary.
It is scary. Yeah, it really, and unfortunately, that's why they get into positions of power. They're utterly ruthless. I mean, look at all the dead bodies behind the Clintons. And now we've got the Clinton Foundation. There are people saying it's just this vast international financial crime syndicate. We have a criminal government. And because it's a criminal government, it doesn't run very well. And they've basically painted themselves into an economic corner. And they're looking at a world war, if not to get out of that economic corner, but at least have somebody to blame for it so the American people don't turn against the government. Not that very many American people are still supporting the U.S. government.
It's just so widespread. It's the whole, it's like in the world, like Britain, France, and Saudi Arabia, Israel. It's just, it's amazing how this, it's widespread oligarchy. They're just insane. And, hey, Mike, what do you make of, like, all these people leaving Trump, like, they're dropping quicker than a baby drops a diaper. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I just never seen so many people leaving, like, so many, you know, like with Tillerson
There's a story that just hit What Really Happened by one of the members, where apparently Tillerson was fired over his attempt to save the Iran nuclear deal. And apparently we're seeing a schism open up between the White House and the Department of State. And I don't know that it's going to be any better with Mike Pompeo in there. But all I know is we're seeing all these intelligence agencies, which view themselves as a law unto themselves, moving into all these positions, moving into Congress, moving into corporate media, moving into these top official positions. And I know we've had CIA in high positions before, like President George Herbert Walker Bush had been the former head of the CIA, but I view it as almost like an intelligence coup d'etat against the U.S. government.
Yeah, and then there's a woman he's bringing into the CIA. She's like a
yes,
the torture master. She looks
yes.
like a wretched person, too. Like, I thought he was supposed to be getting rid of the deep state. He's bringing more in. The swamp.
Yeah,
like,
I know. That's exactly what's going on. Dustin, I got to let you go. We got to take another commercial break, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And one more military story. This is probably going to make a lot of people very upset. As you know, they just finished this Juniper Cobra exercise in Israel with U.S. forces on the ground in Israel. And apparently, the commander of the U.S. 3rd Air Force, Lieutenant General Richard Clark, came on out and basically said that U.S. troops are now ready to die in defense of Israel. Israel, of course, is getting ready to launch a multi-front war against Syria and against Lebanon. You remember a while back there was actually a cartoon that came on out that it looked like a quasi-military poster, recruitment poster, and it said, join the U.S. Army, die for Israel. And when it first came on out, of course, Israel supporters were screaming, oh, it's anti-Semitic, it's the Jew haters again. And now here it is, it's real. Now, I got an email from somebody who served in the U.S. military, including the oath that they have to take. Preserve, protect, defend the Constitution, bear true faith and allegiance to it, and obey the lawful orders of my commanders. And there was nothing in there about being sent in to fight a war for Israel. But that's basically what's going to happen. Your children are going to be sent to Israel to aid in Israel's aggressions against other countries. And you should be upset about that. I'm upset about that. But it just feels like the whole world is going crazy right now. It's just insane. We all know what's coming. It's just they're waiting for a starting gun, I guess, literally in this case. All right, getting on to the economic news. Hungary has become the latest nation to talk gold repatriation. Now, they don't really have a lot, but they have some of it in the Bank of England, and they want to bring 100,000 ounces of their gold back home. And that may be a little bit difficult because all of these banks, Bank of England, Bank of France, the Federal Reserve, all these companies operating these gold depositories have been playing games with other people's gold. Remember how hard Germany had to work to get some of their gold back? They didn't get it all. And we covered this in an episode of America's Book of Secrets called The Gold Conspiracy, which I think is still in reruns. I think you can still find it out there, where basically the gold was being used for rehypothecation, and the gold really isn't there. And I remember when the scandal first broke, there was actually an editorial in CNBC saying, it doesn't matter if the gold isn't really there. We've got the paper record. Everything is going to be okay. Well, no, it isn't, because a gold depository isn't like a checking or savings account where they can run it on leverage. A gold depository is like a bank safety deposit box. You go into the bank, you open your box, you put stuff in there. And when you go back in there, the stuff is still there, for which you pay a monthly fee. Now imagine if you go into the bank and you say, I want to get some of the coins and an heirloom necklace out of my safety deposit box. And the bank manager says, well, we can't actually do that. We'll let you peek into it from a distance so that you can see your stuff is still there. But you can't really take it on out. And you look into the box and you realize what's in there isn't what you put in there. It's cheaper stuff. That's what's basically been going on. So Hungary wants 100,000 ounces of their gold back from the Bank of England. The Bank of England probably has about that much, but expect the big stall once again. Now, the other day we were sharing this story about how people just can't afford to live, especially in places like California. They're even starting to have dormitories for middle-class workers, where you get your own bedroom, but the showers and bathrooms are all shared, the kitchen area is shared, there's a common room, and it's insane. There are people who are full-time employees of Google who are still having to live out of their cars. And apparently, over at MBA, their Mike Fratantoni is saying the problem is home prices are increasing twice as fast as income growth. Now, there's very little income growth, but home prices are definitely rising because we're back to that flipping. We're seeing a lot of flipping back and forth of houses to run up their value, to create instant equity that can be borrowed against. And we know how that ended in 2008. With the meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud. We're on that same path again. Wall Street and Washington, D.C. did not learn any lessons from what happened in 2008 because they simply took all the losses and dumped them on the American people with TARP and quantitative easing and all this other nonsense. Now, a lot of the states are in serious economic trouble right now. Hawaii is one of them. And our tourism is down, in part because of TSA and in part because people just can't afford to come here any longer. If you can come here, there's a lot of real bargains to be had, I might add. But apparently, according to this article out of Illinois News, Illinois is the least fiscally stable state this year. And this is according to a study that was done by McKinsey and Company, the global management and consulting firm. And the report considered credit rating, state public pension liability, to rank states on long-term stability. And Illinois was 50th overall. They are in serious, serious trouble up there. But at least in Chicago, the illegal immigrants are getting IDs so that they can vote Democratic in the next election. Now, Chicago is facing a budget cap approaching $260 million dollars. So one alderman came up with an idea. They're going to hire for the police special ticketing squads. In other words, forget about already taxing the people of Chicago. They're going to go on out and have these super ticket writers who are going to go out writing tickets for everything, including quality of life violations. Noise violations, you get a big ticket. Not shoveling the sidewalk right after a snowstorm, you get a ticket. We're living in a nation where the government's solution to their own economic mismanagement is to plunder and pillage the people even more than we already are. Now, Forbes, we have to take them seriously, is saying that your pension is a lie. There's $210 trillion with a T dollars worth of liabilities the government can't cover. They can't even come close to covering it. And we know that Social Security can provide a small pension. It's really not much to live on. And Social Security is going broke because it's been plundered by presidents to try and balance the federal budget, especially Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton basically borrowed, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, the cash surplus built up for the baby boomers. That's where he got his magic federal budget surplus. He embezzled the money of the American worker. And our government has not been able to pay it back. So every time they talk about the crisis in Social Security, their recommendations are reduce payments, raise the age of retirement. You guys got scammed. You just got plundered. Now, Illinois and California are ignoring their massively underfunded pensions. There's really not much that they can do. Pennsylvania and Michigan are trying to start to close that gap between what pensions are promising to give and what they actually have in the coffers. And unfortunately, that probably means raising taxes or going the punitive ticket route. Here's where it all breaks down. We, the American people, are out of money. We're living on a razor's edge. Almost half of Americans have no savings whatsoever. The majority of Americans are one economic disaster away from being homeless. And if you look at the sheer number of homeless that are out there, we have 8,000 just here on Oahu that we know of. Number could be even worse. 60,000 in Los Angeles. This economy is failing. And maybe we ought to take a lesson from ancient Rome. Because Rome, when it was in its period of wars, had massive homelessness, starvation, hunger, rotting infrastructure. And then after Octavian defeated Mark Antony, there were decades of peace. And Octavian renamed himself Augustus, and they started going back to work to fix Rome. That's the period when the aqueducts were being built. They were expanding the road system. That was where Rome really blossomed, during a time of peace. If you look at all this money that's been poured into the war machine, the trillions that have just gone missing, unaccounted for, from the Pentagon and the government itself, this is not a good government. This is an inept, selfish, sociopathic crime ring. Now, apparently in Providence, Rhode Island, they're going the ticket route. The police are going to be given quotas. They're going to be writing tickets for more made-up crimes, like not shoveling your sidewalk. And they're plundering the people. They're trying to cover the pension shortfall by plundering the people. In other words, they're going to take the money away from you and then give it back to you and expect you to be grateful. Except you've already paid into your pension plan, if you have one. They're making you pay for it twice. The same thing with Social Security. You put the money in, they took it out, now they're asking you to put more in. Now, Trump is out there saying that the U.S. will win any trade war. I have to disagree for two reasons. One is the debt load, which is extreme, and it's putting downward pressure on the U.S. dollar. The other reason, of course, is that the United States manufacturing has been in a three-decade-long decline. We don't manufacture the way that we used to. We don't manufacture the quality that we used to. You're supposed to be happy with a warranty that you can bring it back if it breaks in the first 90 days. Other countries don't want to buy our products, not even our military products. Turkey went with Russia in the S-400. No, we will not win a trade war. We're not going to win the real war. This is a nation in decline and about to fizzle out. We just have to hunker down and ride it out. Now, over at the official website for the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they had this chart which confirms there are 90 million legal Americans who want to work but cannot find a job. But they keep telling us the unemployment is only single digits, and they keep pouring the illegal immigrants and refugees into this country, putting a further strain on the job market. This goes beyond mere incompetence to lunacy. It's absolutely lunatic. Now, apparently out in California at the Santa Ana River, they had these homeless encampments, and they cleaned them out, made the homeless go someplace else. You know, go jump in the ocean, swim to Hawaii, they'll take you in. And apparently, in cleaning out the debris, they found literally 404 tons of debris, 13,950 hypodermic needles. Apparently, a lot of drug taking going on in those camps. Well, if you're homeless, what else is there to do for fun? And they removed 5,200 pounds of hazardous waste, including human waste, propane, pesticides, and other materials. Now, interestingly enough, in the city of Antioch, somebody got really creative. On the top of the Amtrak station in that city, there's this sort of round little decoration. And somebody just happened to spot there's a homeless person living up there. They pitched a tent, can't be seen from street level, got a great view from where they are, and apparently has been there for a while. And they were only spotted when somebody noticed somebody up there lowering a bicycle to the ground on a rope. So they're getting very creative to find places to live. But the reality is we shouldn't have homeless in this country. In fact, I don't see that our government has any right to send a single penny of our tax money to any other government on earth while there are Americans sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters. Now, the media is still out there trying to propagandize about the illegal immigrants and how we should feel sorry for them and welcome them into our homes. And the Los Angeles Slimes did this puff piece on a poor, struggling immigrant Berkeley student, but they failed to leave out that he's previously been arrested for hate crimes. And right now, our universities are telling these kids that your grades are not enough. Your resume has to show that you are a highly competitive social justice warrior. That you have to basically tick off the little boxes of all the things that you've done to support the liberal agenda. And again, the news is presenting a distorted picture of what's going on. Apparently, there are so many illegal immigrants in California, they're still allowed to vote in the Mexican elections. One of the Mexican candidates, Ricardo Anaya, is actually campaigning in California for the presidency of Mexico. That's how insane this has become. That tells us really just how big the problem is. Now, President Trump is accusing California of literally bankrolling human smuggling operations and basically saying that it's in connection with the sanctuary policies. It's just ripped a hole in our nation's borders. And apparently, there has been some financial incentives to organizations that will smuggle or transport the illegal immigrants, even though the transport of an illegal immigrant is a Title VIII violation. It's really, really insane. There's a new lawsuit against Google alleging discrimination against white men and conservatives. Now, discrimination is wrong no matter what direction it's going in. But apparently the liberals are out there saying, well, we believe the white men have been discriminating against us all this time, so it's only fair that we do it back. We weren't discriminating against them. We let them alone. Live and let live. That's my motto. But we're getting into that same kind of social dissonance that led to the disasters in Zimbabwe and now South Africa. It literally could happen here. We'll be back after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And boy, another rough day for the stock markets. They're all being driven downward out of fears of what this trade war could potentially do to the economy. We're going to go to the phones now. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. I would like to hear your scenario if we did go to war with what we have, since we create ships that can't stay afloat and jets that are fighter jets that suffocate our own pilots, and with that idea in mind, and it's for a country that doesn't, we have laws, the Glenn Act and the Symington Amendment, and they have nuclear bombs, and we're going to go to war and protect that country whenever they have over 200 to 400 nuclear bombs, and that we keep sending them money, and that we have people with dual citizenships with that country that we're going to send our troops to protect in our own Senate, and they do not see America as first, second, and third. They see their own country first, second, and third. How is
yes.
this? How do you think this scenario, and who cares about Americans that are starving to death or have lost their jobs or anything like that, except us? We the people probably care, but we're our government, I mean, and we're supposed to just sit on our hands and do nothing?
Well, yeah, that's what they're expecting us to do, and I have to be very honest. Like I said, we're going to have to ride this out. I'm not in favor of any kind of a violent revolution or civil war in the streets of America. That's just going to make matters worse. But the problem in the long run is the U.S. has been waging war on the rest of the world. It's heading to a world war. Millions are going to die, possibly as much as a billion, which I'm sure the depopulation people like Bill Gates are happy about that. But it's going to be an awful mess, and I do not think the United States, if it gets tangled up with both Russia and China, it can't win a conventional war, and at that point it will go nuclear. And we're still going to lose that one, too.
But we have garbage. I mean, and we don't have a whole lot of it, I mean, to go to war with. We're going to run out, and nobody's going to supply us. I mean, why would you supply the bully with something that's going to come back and attack them? They're not going to supply us. So we're going to run out. And so this is, I mean, if you were playing chess, this is like a no-brainer not to do it.
Well, you need to understand, Russians play chess, but America's in love with poker or hearts, which is all about the bluffing, and they're trying to bluff their way through. And Putin is not a man you should try and bluff, because he is a master chess player.
Okay, now, I just don't understand. I mean, why don't we get rid of
Andrea,
the people that have...
Andrea, we got to take a break for station identification. Do not hang up. I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.